Okay, I want to call the Rules Committee to order. Today is Tuesday, March 28th, and the time is a little bit after 11 o'clock, 11:01. And with us is Senator Michicki, Senator McKinnon, Senator Gardner, and myself, Chairman Senator Meyer. So and also joining us is Ann Krekberg. Thank you. She's our Senate Records Office person, as well as Matt will be assisting us on the telecommunications. And Senator Kelly is also with us. So we do have a full committee to conduct the business. We only have one item on today's agenda, and that is House Bill 143, naming the Daniel R. Fauske Building. The committee will hear from the sponsor, and the sponsor's here, and his trustee staff as well, for House Bill 123, and then we'll take any public testimony that there may be. The committee will consider this bill, if we pass it, it will be on the calendar on March 29th, tomorrow. So, Mr. Speaker, former Mr. Speaker, representing Mike Schultz and your trusty staff, Tom Wright, is welcome to join you. Will you please come to the table and begin your testimony or introduction of the bill, excuse me. It's been a while since I've been chairing a committee here. Representative Schultz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and committee members. I'd like to thank you for hearing House Bill 143, which is naming the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation building at 4300 Boniface Parkway as the Daniel R. Fauske Building. Mr. Chairman, I'll try to keep my comments fairly short. Mr. Fauske has been an Alaskan for a number of years. He ran the HFC for the state of Alaska for 18 years. He grew that corporation into a $4.8 billion asset for the state. And he also helped provide roughly about $1.9 billion in dividends back to the state in that time frame. Mr. Chairman, I think it's time that we did something for this guy. He originally worked on the North Slope as the financial officer for the North Slope Borough before coming to work for the state in AHFC. And he's actually stood up and done everything that the state of Alaska is asking to do, not only through the weatherization programs or the energy rebates through AHFC, but as you all know, we tasked him with a pretty monumental task, and that was trying to get gas to Alaskans through the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation. He has, let me think of the word I want to use. He has thrived in our world. He's done everything that we've asked. He's worked across party lines. And I believe that now's the time to name the HFC building after him. So, Mr. Chairman, I will stop with my comments there. I will try to answer any questions you may have. And I guess for the record, I should have said that my name is Representative Chenault, and I represent District 29 on the Kenai Peninsula, if I didn't say that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Chenault. Is there any questions for Representative Schultz?
Okay. A statement, very brief, Mr.
A statement. Go ahead, Senator Michicki.
I just earlier I was flipping through the packet here, and the representative summarized the accomplishments of Mr. Fauske. But for all of the things, or many of the things that he's accomplished and done for this state, I recommend that members review the fact sheet that's included in the packet. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Michicki. Any other questions for the sponsor, Representative Schenault? Senator Kelly?
Yeah, I don't have a question, but when the bill comes to the floor, I won't be able to speak, so I just want to say that Dan Fauske has been a utility infielder for the state. He's, as you said, he's done everything we've asked, and he's done it well. And I think he's one of the most reliable and informed people that we've had working for us. And he's worked for both Democrat and Republican administrations. Doesn't seem to bother him which one. He always just gives you the truth, and he shoots straight, and that's why we throw him the ball constantly. And I'm proud to vote when we get to the floor tomorrow to name this building after him. I wish we could do more.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Kelly. Senator Gardner.
Thank you. Just very briefly, I remember during the debate about what we called, well, one of the gas lines, let's say the ASAP line, somebody said Dan Fauske's the best employee the state has. And I don't remember who said that. I've been trying to remember, but yeah.
Excellent.
Mr. Okay. Chairman.
Yeah, Representative Chenault.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, if I may, back during the pipeline hearings and things that were going on up in Fairbanks at one point in time, somebody up there, and I wished I knew who it was, called him Superman. Said, if you can accomplish this, you're Superman. And I affectionately call him Clark Kent most of the time when I speak to him, but he has been superhuman in the task that the state has put upon him and the things that he's accomplished in his career as a state employee.
Great. Thank you, Representative Schultz. Senator Kelly.
One other thing. I think when he left AGDC, they were on time and under budget.
Yes. Excellent. Okay, so if there's no more questions or comments for the sponsor of the bill, thank you, Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, committee member.
So, Mr. Wright, did you want to testify, or are you just here? Okay. Is there anyone else who would like to testify at this time? Yeah, we're in public testimony right now since the sponsor is done. So, anyone else who'd like to testify at this particular time? Okay. Then we'll close the public testimony. We'll go to committee discussion. We had some of that already, but we'll continue. Senator McKinnon.
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to point out in the documents that we received, we have multiple Alaskans supporting the naming of the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation building located at 4300 Boniface Parkway in Anchorage after Dan R. Fauske. So we have, even though there's people that aren't coming out midday today, we do have letters of support for the naming of this building. Superman, Clark Kent, you name it, we've asked Mr. Fauske to serve, and he's served well. And I'll be a yes vote out of committee and waiting anxiously to finalize this transaction.
Yeah, thank you for those comments, Senator McKinnon. You're absolutely right. There is a lot of letters in our packet here in support of naming the Alaska Housing Finance Building after Mr. Fauske. Mr. Fauske was obviously a very important man and a very popular man in our state, in our community, and
He certainly is.
And I look forward to passing this bill on to the floor and having more discussion on the floor. So if there's no other discussion at this, Senator Machicki.
Thank you, Mr. President. You know, there have been some bills that have come through this legislature that people may look at and say, well, you know, is this really necessary? You've got a $3.2 billion budget. And some of the bills have been silly. I really appreciate the representative bringing this forward. Sometime it is important enough to recognize great Alaskans that have done great things for the people of the state. I didn't think of it. I appreciate that the representative thought of it, and I'm looking forward to pushing the green button tomorrow.
Great. Thank you, Senator Machicki. Yes, thank you, Representative Chenault, for bringing this bill before your body and now this body. If there is no other discussion, Senator McKinnon.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Senate Rules Committee report HB 143 from committee with individual recommendations and the attached zero fiscal note.
Okay. Seeing no objection, this bill is reported from committee, will appear on Wednesday, March 29th, Senate floor calendar. And members, please remember to sign, to stay and sign after we adjourn. So with that, if there's nothing else, we are adjourned.